नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग दिस मॉर्निंग फ्रॉम द 8th कैंटो ऑफ द श्रीमद् भागवतम चैप्टर 3 एंटाइटल्ड गजेंद्रस प्रेयर्स ऑफ सरेंडर टेक्स्ट नंबर 10। नमः आत्मप्रदीपाय साक्षिणे परमात्मने नमो गिराम विदुराय मनसश्चेतसामपि। परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन। आई ऑफर माय रिस्पेक्टफुल ओबेसेंसेस अनटू द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड द सेल्फ इफल्जेंट सुपर सोल हु इज द विटनेस इन एवरीवन्स हार्ट हु एनलाइटन्स द इंडिविजुअल सोल and who cannot be reached by the exercises of the mind, words or consciousness. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna cannot be understood by the individual soul through mental, physical or intellectual exercises. It is by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead that the individual soul is enlightened. Therefore, the Lord is described here as Atma Pradipa. The Lord is like the sun, which illuminates everything and cannot be illuminated by anyone. Therefore, if one is serious about understanding the Supreme, one must receive enlightenment from Him as instructed in the Bhagavad Gita. One cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead by one's mental, physical or intellectual powers. First of all, I would like to seek the blessings of His Grace Mahadyuti Prabhu and all the other senior Vaishnavas present here before I could share a few words. So today is the day of Ananta Chaturdashi, the most auspicious day of the disappearance of Srila Haridas Thakur. Although I personally have no qualification or realization to speak about a person of that stature, just for purification, we will discuss from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Leela chapter 11, which is entitled The Passing of Haridas Thakur. It's interesting that this chapter ends with 108 verses. Very auspicious number. This chapter has exactly 108 verses. Of course, it's beyond the scope to cover all the verses. So in a summary, whatever we can cover till 9:15, we will talk about. Kaviraj Goswami describes how, he begins the story by explaining how one day, Govinda, the personal servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, comes to Siddha Bakul, where Haridas Thakur is, and brings the remnants of Lord Jagannath, Jagannath's Mahaprasad, for Haridas Thakur. When he comes there, he sees that Haridas Thakur is lying down and is very softly chanting the holy names of Krishna. Govinda speaks to him. Govinda kahe utho asi karaho bhojan. Govinda says, my dear Haridas, you please get up now, utho asi karaho bhojan. And I have brought this Mahaprasad for you. Kindly honor this Mahaprasad. To this, Haridas Thakur replies, Haridas kahe aji karimu langhan. He says, today I shall do langhan, fasting. You have brought Jagannath's Mahaprasad for me and you want me to honor this prasad, but today I shall fast. Govinda asks Haridas Thakur, but why will you fast? What is the reason you want to fast for? And Haridas Thakur replies, Sankhya kirtan pure nahi. Kemate khaiba, sankhya kirtan pure nahi. I have not finished my prescribed number of rounds, and since I have not finished my prescribed number of rounds, kemate khaiba, how can I eat? And here lies the first lesson from this beautiful narration, that one cannot imitate great souls. One can only follow in their footsteps by learning the principles that they teach us through their example. A lot of devotees many times decide that till the time I finish my rounds, I will not take prasadam. Both in the brahmachari ashram and in the congregation. But this particular resolve of theirs does not last too long for the simple reason that it is just not practical in today's day and age. If possible, it's a perfect thing to do. If our lifestyle and our situation allows us to not eat till we finish our prescribed number of rounds, like Haridas Thakur is saying here, it is a fantastic thing to do. Yet at the same time, practicality dictates that it may not always be possible. For instance, a congregation devotee, he may not even be able to finish his rounds in the morning and he has to go to office and he can only chant his rounds after he comes back from office at home. So what does he think? He says, oh, sankhya kirtan pure nahi ke mate khaiba. You know, I have not finished my prescribed number of rounds, how will I eat? And many times brahmacharis also, they have their services, and if they take a certain number of minutes to chant a particular round, then they may not be able to finish their japa in the prescribed japa time, and thus they may have to carry forward their japa to the later time in the day. And if they decide, oh, I cannot eat till I don't finish my rounds, that may not be practical. So one very important lesson here is, we may read these things in the Shastra, what the great souls, the Acharyas have done, but we need not imitate those great souls. Rather, we should learn the principle that they are teaching and try to emulate that particular principle. Like I remember, Govind Prabhu was once giving a class, and in his class he was explaining that in the Vedic times, a brahmachari is not supposed to take prasad until the spiritual master calls him and asks him to eat. And a grihastha is not supposed to take prasad till the time he gives in charity. He has to call anyone for prasad, and if they come, they give, he gives, and then only he can take prasad. Now imagine what would happen in an ISKCON setting today. If a brahmachari decides that he cannot honor prasad till the spiritual master doesn't tell him, the spiritual master is traveling all over the world, because it's the world of ISKCON. And even if he decides, you know, okay, I don't mind, I'll do all that ISD call expenditure. Doesn't matter, I'll make those international calls and call the spiritual master and ask, Guru Maharaj, have you taken prasad and can I now honor prasad? Because I can't disobey the instruction given in the Shastra. Well, that's fine, one may want to do it, but the time differences and the time zones may not allow that. When it's lunch time in India, the spiritual master may have a resting time. So is the disciple going to disturb the spiritual master's resting time? Gurudev, please, sorry to disturb your rest, but I want permission before I take prasad. Right. And what is a grihastha going to do? Not take prasad till he distributes charity of prasadam? The whole of Mumbai will be at his house. You know, practically everyone will be there, as his house will become a free food booth. His house will become a dharmashala. So how does a brahmachari or how does a grihastha not imitate what is given in the Shastra for the, during the Vedic times, and follow the principle that is taught? So Govind Prabhu very beautifully was explaining, this is what he was explaining. He was saying that for a brahmachari, the spiritual master has created a system of how to take prasad. Three times a day in the temple there is prasad. And the spiritual master wants that everyone comes together and honors prasadam together. If one simply does what the spiritual master wants and follows the system created by him, come together, honor prasadam, then it's as good as asking permission daily that Gurudev, can I honor prasad, and only then he takes prasadam. And what about a grihastha? A grihastha may not be able to call everyone and give charity daily, but if he simply follows the principle of inviting Vaishnavas to his house and feeding prasadam whenever he can, he is following the principle of giving in charity, prasadam. And therefore, one cannot imitate, but one has to emulate. One cannot have anukaran, one has to do anusaran. And therefore, even in Haridas Thakur's case here, one cannot falsely imitate saying, I will not eat prasad till I don't finish my rounds. Sankhya kirtan pure nahi ke mate khaiba. How can I eat if I have not finished my rounds? But instead of imitating, one can emulate. And what is the principle Haridas Thakur is teaching from this? He is teaching to give priority to chanting.
The principle here is not eating or not eating. He was not eating because that situation permitted to do so. He was an exalted soul and he could remain without eating. But the principle that he is teaching is to give priority to chanting Hare Krishna, to give priority to one's japa. He was giving priority over eating. But in our practical life, we have to assign that priority to chanting Hare Krishna. And if we have that priority, it might mean that we may have to eat prasad, and that's not a problem. But we have to give priority and quality time to chanting the holy names. So this is a very powerful lesson that we learn from this one statement of the shloka. That one cannot imitate, but one has to emulate great souls. And not try to imitate saying, I won't eat till I chant the holy names and finish my rounds. Kaviraj Goswami goes further to describe the second lesson from this story. The second lesson from the story is Haridas Thakur's dilemma and how he tries to sort out this dilemma. As practitioners of Krishna consciousness, most all of us face such dilemmas in life. All of us face two things in our life and we have to choose amongst the two. Or in practical day-to-day life, we might call it decision making. How do we make a decision when we are encountered with a situation like this? So, Kaviraj Goswami describes Haridas Thakur's dilemma. Sankhya kirtan pure nahi, kemate khaiba, mahaprasad aniyach, kemate upekhiba. My dear Govinda, you have brought prasad to me, but I cannot eat till I chant the holy names because this is my service to Krishna. But you have brought Mahaprasad and I cannot deny the Mahaprasad because this is also my service to Krishna. Isn't it an amazing dilemma? One cannot take Prasad. He is saying, I can't take Prasad because I haven't chanted my rounds. And I can't dishonor Prasad because this is also Krishna. So how am I going to deal with this dilemma? And therefore, this is a very, very special lesson. Even in our life, we have encountered where we face a situation where there are two services. And oftentimes, we are not able to decide which service should we render first. Both are services to Krishna. Both services seem to be important. Both services have equal priority. Which service to do? Jashoda Mai also was faced with a similar situation. Mother Jashoda is holding baby Krishna in her lap and she is feeding Krishna her own motherly milk. But simultaneously the milk that is kept on the stove boils over and Mother Jashoda is faced with this dilemma. Both are services to Krishna. To take care of the milk is service to Krishna and to continue feeding milk is service to Krishna. How is she going to decide whether to put Krishna down and take care of the milk or whether to continue feeding baby Krishna with her milk? Srila Prabhupada in his beautiful purport explains that a sincere devotee of the Lord who engages in loving service to Him, bhajatam priti purvakam, Krishna gives such a devotee the intelligence to make such a decision. Dadami buddhi yogam tam. Krishna says, I give a devotee the intelligence by which to figure out which one to do first, this one or that one. Both are services. Feeding Krishna milk is service and taking care of the milk that is boiling over is service. But how to make that decision is the guidance that comes from the super soul, Paramatmane, Sakshine, Paramatmane, as Gajendra is praying, from within the heart. And then a devotee is able to make that decision. Mother Jashoda kept Krishna down, understanding that I have to first save the milk to make sweets for Krishna. My milk is always there with me. Krishna guided, Prabhupada explains. Of course, in such a situation, it will be a very comfortable thing for us to justify doing things. And say, oh, Krishna guided me from within. You know, the temple commander will have a tough time. There are two services. So this service, Krishna guided me from within to do this service. You know? And therefore, Srila Prabhupada explains that on the level of sadhana bhakti, we cannot come to conclusion saying Krishna is telling me from within that I should prioritize this service over the other. We have to consult the spiritual master, and we have to consult senior devotees. We have to consult our direct authorities. And whatever the authorities, the spiritual master, the devotees say, is what Krishna wants us to do. Great souls can be guided by Krishna from within the heart. But for most all of us, we will have to consult the representatives of Krishna to make such choices. Which service to prioritize? Haridas Thakur is in a dilemma here, not knowing what to do. Does he really not know what to do? He does. And in the next verse, Kaviraj Goswami will tell us what the response of Haridas Thakur was. He did not know, should I eat? Should I chant? Honoring Mahaprasadam is service to Lord Krishna. Chanting is service to Lord Krishna. What should I do? So in the next verse, the lesson 3 of this episode comes. Chaitanya Charitamrita is a very fine book given by Srila Kaviraj Goswami, which teaches us the practical, subtle nuances of how to deal with life, Vaishnava life. Teaches us the subtle nuances of how to deal with devotees, how to deal with practical life situations. How Kaviraj Goswami how Haridas Thakur deals with this is explained by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. What is interesting is Kaviraj Goswami uses two adjectives to describe Haridas Thakur. Firstly, he says he was a Mahabhagwat, a very great pure devotee of the Lord. And second, he is Parama Vidwan. Paravana Vidwan means he is a greatly learned scholar. Now that is a very deadly combination to Maya. One who is a Parama Vidwan, extremely learned scholar, usually has false pride and it's hard for him to become a Mahabhagwat. And usually someone who is Mahabhagwat is so much beyond all this scholarship that he doesn't bother to care about it. Kaviraj Goswami explains the amazing balance that Haridas Thakur has. He is a pure devotee, Mahabhagwat, but simultaneously he is a Parama Vidwan, a great scholar, a learned scholar. Because he is a Mahabhagwat, he is guided by Krishna from within, like Mother Yashoda was guided. And because he is a Parama Vidwan, he knows scriptures thoroughly well, and he knows how to apply the details of the scripture to such situations that come in life. Srila Prabhupada, in his commentary, in his purport, explains what Parama Vidwan means. Parama Vidwan does not simply mean a learned scholar who knows the verses of the Gita or the Bhagavat in and out. Parama Vidwan means a person who knows the essence of the scriptures, Srila Prabhupada explains. Haridas Thakur was a Parama Vidwan not simply because of his knowledge of scriptures. Haridas Thakur was a Parama Vidwan because he understood the essence of the scriptures, which Srila Prabhupada explains was to chant the holy name of Krishna. He is Namacharya, Srila Haridas Thakur. So based on his being a Mahabhagwat guided by Krishna, and based on his being a Parama Vidwan, knowing the scripture and its essence, he now decides to react to that situation. How will he react? What will he do? Will he just say, I don't want the prasad? Will he just say, let me continue chanting Hare Krishna? Will he just say, let me honor prasad? You know, when devotees sometimes chant Hare Krishna and prasadam comes, especially sweets. Yesterday one devotee was chanting Hare Krishna and someone offered him a seat. He said, the holy name is very sweet and Mahaprasad is also very sweet. So first, let me honor the Mahaprasad sweet and then I'll continue chanting the holy name sweet. How did Haridas Thakur react? Kaviraj Goswami explains, Eta boli Mahaprasad Karila Vandan. Eta boli, speaking like this, Mahaprasad Karila Vandan. Haridas Thakur offered prayers to the Mahaprasad. Karila Vandan. Ekaran Chalayatar Karila Bhakshan. And he took a morsel, a little prasad, and honored that prasad by offering prayers. He did not take the whole quantity, but he honored Mahaprasad by taking a little bit. And Srila Prabhupada in the purport writes, therefore, instead of saying eating prasad, we should say honoring prasad, based on these words of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Karila Vandan. Bhaktivinoda Thakur calls the prasadam prayer as prasad seva prarthana, service to the prasadam, not eating prasadam. And Srila Prabhupada immediately comments on that. Instead of saying eating, one should say honoring prasadam. Earlier we remember in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was converted by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to become a Vaishnava, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought Jagannath Prasad one morning, and when he knocked at the door, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya got up saying, Krishna, Krishna. And Mahaprabhu was very pleased. Oh, this Mayavadi person would never chant names of Krishna, chanting Krishna. And then when he gave him Prasad, immediately Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya honored that Prasadam. And Mahaprabhu said, hey, come on, what happened? You have forgotten all the rules of the scripture. You haven't even taken your bath. You haven't even washed your mouth. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, quoting Padma Puran, explained that Mahaprasad, whether it has come from a distant place or a close place, whether it's fresh or stale, whether one is in the proper situation or not, should immediately be honored. That's Padma Puran. Haridas Thakur is called Parama Vidwan, knowing the scriptures thoroughly well, and therefore here is applying that scripture and also being guided by Lord from within his heart. Therefore, dealing with the situation perfectly. Mahabhagavat and Parama Vidwan. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he would also deal with prasad like this. Whenever Jagannath's Mahaprasad would come, firstly he would put the Mahaprasad on an asana. He would offer prostrated obeisances to Jagannath's Mahaprasad. He would circumambulate the Mahaprasad thrice. He would do achman, and then he would take a bit of that Mahaprasad. I mean, that's pretty far out, isn't it? Doing all of those details. Imagine when the prasadam is being served in the prasadam hall and there is some sweet rice and samosa, and first we offer obeisances, then we do pradakshina, and everyone carries his individual achman patra and does achman and then honors prasadam. I mean, fine, but the prasadam servers will have difficulty. The logistics cannot be worked out, and therefore the principle is honoring prasad. We may not be able to go into the details, but the principle is honoring prasadam. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was once giving a talk, and then one wealthy man came, and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, you please serve him some prasad. So they were serving him prasad, and when they were serving prasad, they were offering him rasgullas. And he loved those rasgullas. He ate 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 8, 10 rasgullas. And after the whole thing was over, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur called him. He said, how were the rasgullas? He said, very nice. He said, did you enjoy them? He said, yeah, I loved them. I enjoyed them thoroughly. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, who is supposed to be the enjoyer? Mahaprasad supposed to enjoy you, or you are supposed to enjoy the Mahaprasad? And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, Krishna and Mahaprasad are non-different. And because Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, the Mahaprasad is supposed to enjoy the devotee. And not that the devotee is supposed to enjoy the Mahaprasad. Of course, consequently, devotee enjoys. But that is not the attitude behind taking Mahaprasad. Mahaprasad means honoring it. And honoring it means giving pleasure to Mahaprasad. Now that's a concept very difficult to digest in the Hare Krishna movement. Because as soon as prasad comes, all the logistics fail. All the prasadam servers know how when prasadam is served, devotees go mad. One devotee was telling story that in one ISKCON temple in the West, one new couple came, American couple came to the temple, I don't remember which temple. And they came first time, and the devotees gave them some Mahaprasad, some special Mahaprasad, so they kept it. Of course, they were not like Hare Krishna devotees who would immediately take it. They said, okay, we'll go home, eat it, we don't know what it is. So they kept it in the window, just so that they'll take it later. And by the time they had spoken to a few people there, they saw the Mahaprasad was gone. That's the last thing you leave unprotected in a Hare Krishna temple, is Mahaprasad. You never know when a devotee will come and take it away, you know. And that lady, when she went home, she realized she had lost one of her diamond earrings. You know, the next day. So the next day she came to the Hare Krishna temple only to find the diamond earring in the same place as it had fallen down. But the Mahaprasad had gone immediately. So she said, I now realize what the Hare Krishna's value more, diamond or Mahaprasad. She said, I'm stunned that the diamond is lying there and the Mahaprasad is gone immediately. You know, so yes, logistically it's hard to work out all of these things, but devotees must definitely honor Mahaprasad the way Haridas Thakur is honoring here. Karila Vandan. And therefore it is an integral part of Vaishnava culture to chant the Prasadam prayers before Prasad. Because that is what it means to honor Prasad, to come in the right consciousness. Eta Voli Mahaprasad Karila Vandan. But when Prasadam items come, devotees forget to chant Prasadam prayers. You know. And we remember His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj years back, how he made all the devotees chant this Prasad Seva prayers, Ekadina Shantipure. In Varahavan, he had taken all the devotees and he made devotees, first time he taught them these prayers while clapping. So that all the devotees chant these prayers together and come into that mood of honoring Prasadam. Eto Boli Mahaprasad Korila Vandan Ekarancha Layatar Korila Bhakshan. In this way, Haridas Thakur, he honored that Mahaprasad that was brought by Govinda a little bit, and he continued chanting the holy name. The next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Siddhabakul. And when he came to Siddhabakul, he asked Haridas Thakur, how are you doing, Haridas Thakur? Are you well? Is everything well? Many times devotees come and ask, are you well or are you in the well? You know, that is the question that devotees ask. I have heard that question from many devotees when they talk to me. Said, Prabhu, are you well or are you in the well? And it's quite funny that we think we are well, although we may be in the well. And Haridas Thakur, although well, thinks he is in the well. It's quite interesting. Mahaprabhu is asking Haridas Thakur about his well-being. Are you well? Sustha ho? Are you sustha? And this word sustha comes from the word swastha. Bengali sustha comes from swastha or swasthya, which means health. Is your health well? Are you doing well? So Haridas Thakur is being questioned by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How are you doing? Are you well? Namaskara karite ho kaila nivedan. Haridas Thakur offers his namaskar and kaila nivedan. He submits his petition, plea. And he says, sharir sustha hoy mora asustha buddhiman. Sharir sustha hoy. My body is very well. Asustha buddhiman. But my mind and my intelligence are unwell. Quite an amazing thing. Haridas Thakur, an elderly gentleman, old, lying down there in bed, can't even get up practically, very softly chanting the holy name. And here he is saying, Sharir Sustha Hoila. My body is well, but my mind and my intelligence are not well. Lord Chaitanya says, Prabhu Kahe, Kona Vyadhi Kahoto Nirnay. What is the disease of your mind and body? What is your disease? You're saying you're not well. You're saying that you're not swastha. What is your disease? Teho kahe sankhya kirtan na hoye puraye. Because I'm not able to finish my rounds. Therefore I say that I'm unwell. My body is well, but I am unwell because I'm not able to finish sankhya kirtan, the prescribed number of rounds that I have decided to chant. Therefore, lesson 4 from this story is, what is real well-being? Real well-being is not just keeping a healthy body. Real well-being is keeping a healthy soul. And therefore, Bhaktivedanta Hospital, which, you know, their motto statement is about holistic health care, taking care of the body, the mind and the soul. That is swasthya. Exalted souls like Haridas Thakur, physically they are unwell, doesn't matter. But for us, physical well-being is important to keep spiritual well-being. And therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, before even sadhana, in his Krishna Samhita, prioritizes swasthya. First thing for a sadhaka, he says, is swasthya. Keeping a healthy body. Why? Because then we can keep a healthy soul. Then we can practice our sadhana properly. Of course, personalities like Haridas Thakur, whom we cannot imitate, even with an unhealthy body, can maintain their vrata of chanting Hare Krishna.
Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, Stoka Krishna Prabhu,
physically unwell, excruciating pain, but swastha buddhiman, aswastha sharira, but swastha buddhiman. The body is unwell, but the heart, the soul is well, and therefore in a perfect state of Krishna consciousness. That's a very exalted state, to come to that state. But on our level, we should definitely try and maintain good health. And Srila Prabhupada's purport says, what is the disease of a spiritual practitioner? Srila Prabhupada says, the disease of a spiritual practitioner is that he is not able to complete his 16 rounds. In this purport, very clearly Srila Prabhupada is saying, if a practitioner who's taken a vow to chant 16 rounds is not able to maintain his rounds, then he should consider that he is in a disease state, Prabhupada is saying. And Prabhupada says in this purport that considering that people will not be able to chant so many rounds, we have made the burden very less by giving only 16 rounds. But one should at least finish 16 rounds. Srila Prabhupada was in Los Angeles, and Prabhupada saw in New Dwarka a picture of Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, elderly person practically bent, you know, and chanting Hare Krishna. And Prabhupada looked to his young American disciple and said, just see, even him who is so old and practically can't even sit up, is practically bending down, still he is chanting his rounds. And therefore, what is the difficulty? That all of you should also chant Hare Krishna. Therefore, lesson 4 here is, true well-being is spiritual well-being. Keeping one's rounds, keeping one's spiritual vows, along with taking care of one's physical health as well. Lord Chaitanya spoke to Haridas Thakur and said, Prabhu kahe vriddhaila sankhya alpakor. Prabhu kahe, my dear, the Lord said to Haridas Thakur, vriddhaila, now you are old, sankhya alpakar. You please reduce the number of rounds. I would have leapt in the air. You know, if Krishna comes and says, or Prabhupada comes and says, you know, you reduce your rounds, you know, you don't need to chant so many rounds. I would have leapt in the air with joy saying, thank you Krishna for reducing the rounds, you know. Prabhu kahe vriddha hoila sankhya alpakar. You have now become old, you please reduce the number of rounds you are chanting. Siddha deha tumi, you are a perfected soul. You have a siddha deha. Sadhane agraha kena kar. Why are you making so much agraha? Why are you insisting so much that you want to complete all your rounds? You are siddha deha, you have a perfected body, spiritual body. You reduce, you minimize the number of rounds. So the fifth lesson is, the Lord is bhaktavatsal. He considers the devotee's practical situation and deals with that devotee accordingly. Lord Krishna is not a god of rigidity. Lord Krishna is a god of flexibility. Krishna has not come to burden our minds with Krishna consciousness in this world. Krishna has come to give us a pleasurable experience in Krishna consciousness. But when we don't understand the principles of Krishna consciousness properly, Krishna consciousness becomes a burden rather than a pleasurable experience. Krishna is a god of flexibility. That does not mean, however, that we should cut down on our rounds. That only means that one should not take Krishna consciousness as a burden. Here Lord Chaitanya is willing to adjust. And he says, you reduce your rounds, you have become old now. Sanatana Goswami, in his old age, was doing Govardhan Parikrama as a rigid vow, like Haridas Thakur. And Lord Chaitanya said, Vriddha Huila, you are old now. You don't have to go all over Govardhan. He said, no, no, it's my regulative principle. Lord Chaitanya gave him a Govardhan Shila. And he said, you go around this thrice, it is as good as performing Govardhan Parikrama. Lord Chaitanya adjusting for Sanatana Goswami. And then Gadadhar Pandit, worshipping Tota Gopinath, and when he became elderly, Vriddha Hoila, got old, he could not reach to Gopinath. He was standing. He could not put the garland. So Gopinath sat down. And this is the only deity in the world where Gopinath is sitting down. Tota Gopinath. So that he could receive the service of Gadadhar Pandit. So this is one end of the story. Lesson 5. That the Lord is so flexible that he understands the situation of the devotee and guides him The spiritual master understands the situation of the devotee and guides him to make progressive development in his Krishna consciousness. But the other side of the story is that the devotee does not take this as a license. It's not that because the spiritual master is saying or the Lord is saying, okay, it doesn't matter, this can be adjusted. The devotee is firm on trying to maintain his sadhana. And therefore, Shripad Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he describes what is the definition of determination, dridhata. He says, the determination of a practitioner devotee is that even if the Supreme Lord Krishna personally comes and tells the devotee, my dear devotee, you stop chanting Hare Krishna. You stop practicing Krishna consciousness. After all, you are doing it for me. And I am telling you that you don't do it because I am not going to do anything for you. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, a devotee will tell the Lord, my dear Lord, just this one thing I can't follow. Not in the sense of disobeying the Lord, in the sense of expressing his determination. That everything else you tell me, my Lord, I am willing to follow. But please don't tell me to give up your shelter. That is determination. So on one hand we find here, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu coming and telling Haridas Thakur, Prabhu kahe vriddha havila sankhya alpakar. You have become old now. You please reduce the number of rounds you are chanting. On the other hand, we find Srila Haridas Thakur, his firm determination. The Lord is coming and telling him, stop, reduce your rounds. What a classic example of the definition that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is giving. That even if the Lord personally comes and says, the devotee is unwilling to compromise his shelter of the Lord through the particular means that he takes to take shelter. So that's lesson 5. How the Lord is Bhakta Vatsal and how he deals with his devotees with flexibility, not with rigidity. But how the devotee does not take the flexible proposal as a license, but remains firm on his vow and is determined. In this way, the Lord now continues to talk to Haridas Thakur and says, Loka nistarite ei, tomar avatar, namer mahima loke, karila prachar. Loke nistarite, tomar avatar. Your avatar is to deliver the world, namer mahima, by preaching the glories of the holy name. You are Namacharya. And Srila Prabhupada explains in his purport, Tomar avatar. Kaviraj Goswami is saying, Tomar avatar. And Prabhupada explains, Haridas Thakur is the avatar of Lord Brahma. So now, from this verse on, we see what is the humility of Srila Haridas Thakur. And humility refers to three things. The three D's of humility. First D, I am Das, not boss. I am the servant, not the master. Second D, I don't deserve what I have. It has come as causeless mercy of the Lord. Third D, I am not the doer. Krishna is doing everything through me. Humility has these three integral aspects to it. One is to accept that I am the Das, the servant, not the master. Second is to accept that I don't deserve it. It has come to me by causeless grace. And third is to accept that Krishna and Guru and their mercy and empowerment is working through me and I am not the doer. Right. Haridas Thakur, in the couple of verses, will show all these three to us. Right. First is, here Kaviraj Goswami is saying, Loka nistarite ehi tomar avatar. He is an avatar of Lord Brahma. And we have to understand this principle very well, that Lord Brahma is engaged in the process of creation, secondary creation. And suddenly, now he is in Gaur Leela and he is asked to chant Hare Krishna. Right. Nama, nista, namera mahima loke karila prachar. He is going to preach the glories of the holy name by sitting and chanting Hare Krishna. Now that's a stark contrast. From the mode of passion, creation involves the mode of passion, to come to goodness and go beyond that to pure goodness, sit and chant all day long. My God, that's very difficult. When one manages, when one is in the mode of management, there is a certain mode of passion involved. And when that mode of passion is involved, one gets so much into it that to sit down and focus on the holy name is hard. What he did, what she did, what is to be done comes in the mind while chanting. And when one is reading Shastra, one cannot read, focus on Shastra. Even if one focuses on Shastra, it's tainted with the mode of passion, because one only sees Shastra from the tainted point of view, that how this verse is suited for this thing I'm doing. Not easy to keep the mind free. And therefore, very hard service. Toma nistarite hoy avatar. He is the avatar of Brahma from creation to chanting. But he is not concerned about that. Haridas Thakur considers himself a servant. And as a servant, whatever serves the Lord, he is willing to do. That is das. That is humility. Humility does not simply saying that I am fallen. Humility means whatever is required for service, I shall do. If it is required to do secondary creation as Brahma, I will do. If it is required to come as Haridas Thakur and Namera Mahima Loka Karila Prachar, I will do. Ramananda Rai. Ramananda Rai is Vishakha Devi and also Arjun. Very interesting. On the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Krishna is speaking to Arjuna and Arjuna is hearing. And on the banks of Godavari in Kovur, same Arjuna in Ramananda Rai is speaking to Krishna and Krishna is hearing. Krishna is talking Gita to Arjuna, and here we find Ramananda Rai is talking to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sitting and hearing the same Krishna. So it's not a question of speaking or hearing. It is a question of what pleases the Lord. If hearing pleases the Lord, the devotee is willing to hear. If speaking pleases the Lord, the devotee is willing to speak. And that is das. That is servant. That is humility. It's not a question of this service or that service. It's not a question of creating as Brahma or sitting and chanting to preach the glories of the holy name. It is a question of what the Lord wants. It is a question of what the spiritual master wants. It is a question of what the authorities want. It's a very powerful lesson coming from Srila Haridas Thakur. The second aspect of humility is the second D, that I do not deserve. And Haridas Thakur goes on to speak. He says, Hina jati janma mora, nindya kalevar, hina jati janma mora. My birth is in a low family, in a mlecha family. Nindya kalevar, my body is nindya, abominable. Hina karmarata, my activities are abominable. Mui adhama apamar, I am the most fallen. Adrishya asprishya, I am unseeable. Asprishya, I am untouchable. Yet, my dear Lord, you have accepted me. That is your grace. I don't deserve to be accepted by you. What is my deserving? I am Hina Jati Janma. If I say that my birth is my qualification, I am a Hina Jati. If I say my activities are my qualification, I am Hina Karma. What am I, my dear Lord? Nothing. But you have kindly accepted me. He says, I am Asprishya. His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, in a class in Bangladesh on Haridas Thakur, he said, people were calling Haridas Thakur untouchables, and we as Gaudiya Vaishnavas also call Haridas Thakur untouchable. And when I heard that statement, I was waiting, what will he say next? Outsiders are saying he is Asprishya, untouchable, fine. But he said Gaudiya Vaishnavas also call Haridas Thakur untouchable. And then he added, untouchable by Maya. Maya Devi personally came to test him, but he was untouchable by Maya. And therefore one devotee recently was telling me that each devotee following in the line of Haridas Thakur should become a touch me not plant. Nephrolephus is the biological name, botanical name. Touch me not plant. As soon as you go close, closer itself when you go to touch. And as soon as you are away, then it opens itself. So this devotee was saying, we should all have a label on our head saying touch me not. Like the plant Nephrolephus. When Maya comes, close. When Maya leaves, open. Or like the Gita gives the example of the tortoise. That when Maya comes, withdraws all the senses within. But when Maya goes in service to Krishna, all the limbs of the tortoise are out. So Haridas Thakur was Asprishya. Adrishya Asprishya. More Angikara Kaila. I am untouchable, he said. And Maharaj said, he is untouchable by Maya. And therefore, Haridas Thakur is saying, my dear Lord, I did not deserve this, but can you imagine what you did to me? You made me dance like a puppet. ಅನೇಕ ನಾಚಿಲ ಮೋರ ಪ್ರಸಾದ ಕೋರಿಯ ವಿಪ್ರೇರ ಶ್ರಾದ್ದ ಪಾತ್ರ ಖಾಯಿನು ಮ್ಲೇಚ್ಚ ಹೋಯ. ವಿಪ್ರೇರ ಶ್ರಾದ್ದ ಪಾತ್ರ ಖಾಯಿನು ಮ್ಲೇಚ್ಚ ಹೋಯ. ಬಾರ್ನ್ ಇನ್ ಅ ಮ್ಲೇಚ್ಚ ಫ್ಯಾಮಿಲಿ, ಬಟ್ ಅದ್ವೈತಾಚಾರ್ಯ, ವೆನ್ ಯು ವಾಂಟೆಡ್ ಟು ಆಫರ್ ದ ಶ್ರಾದ್ದ ಪಾತ್ರ, ಯು ಮೈ ಡಿಯರ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಅ ಪಪೆಟಿಯರ್ ಮೇಡ್ ಮೀ ಡ್ಯಾನ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಮೇಡ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಟು ಆಫರ್ ದಟ್ ಶ್ರಾದ್ದ ಪಾತ್ರ ಟು ಮೀ. ಡು ಐ ಡಿಸರ್ವ್ ಇಟ್? ಮ್ಲೇಚ್ಚ ಹೋಯ. ಐ ಆಮ್ ಅ ಬಾರ್ನ್ ಇನ್ ಅ ಮ್ಲೇಚ್ಚ ಫ್ಯಾಮಿಲಿ, ಬಟ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಯು ವಾಟ್ ಸ್ಟೇಟಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಯು ಗಿವನ್ ಮೀ? Humility. The second aspect is that I don't deserve it. And the third aspect of humility is I am not the doer. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu further spoke to Srila Haridas Thakur and said to Srila Haridas Thakur that my dear Haridas Thakur expressed to him, my dear Lord, it is my desire that this mortal coil falls off before I see your disappearance past time. And Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, why are you speaking like this? You should not speak like this. Because without you and all the devotees, how will I be able to enjoy happiness? Haridas Thakur said, my dear Lord, you are just kind to me, but don't create such an illusion. I must tell you, Mora Shiromani Kata Kata Mahashay Tomara Lilara Sahay Koti Bhakta Hoy Tomara Lilara Sahay. To assist in your lila, tomar lila rasahai, koti koti bhakta hoy, there are millions of devotees, mora shiromani, much greater than me. So if you think that I will help you and I will assist you in giving you pleasure in your pastimes, there are many, many great devotees who will assist you in getting that pleasure. Ama hena jadi eka kita mari gela, if an insect like me dies, my dear Lord, eka pippalika male prithvir kaha hani hoyla, if an ant dies, what will the universe lose? So Mahaprabhu was telling him that you assist me in my pastimes. He said, no, I am no one. I am not doing anything. I am not the doer. You are choosing me as an instrument. Well, fine. And then of course the story continues further, which is beyond the scope of the time that we have today. How Mahaprabhu comes the next day, Haridas Thakur holds his lotus feet on his chest. All the devotees surround him. Bedi kaila. You know, make a bedi around him. And everyone is chanting. Haridas Thakur, while beholding the beautiful form of Lord Chaitanya, holding his feet on his chest, while all the devotees are chanting, departs from this world. And all the devotees remember the departure of Bhishma Pitamaha. Kaviraj Goswami summarizes how he passes away in two verses of the five things that Lord Chaitanya did to Haridas Thakur. That is the summary of the whole story. Why Haridas Thakur's passing away was so fortunate? He says, Sheshakale Dila Tare Darshan Sparshan. The first thing, when he was about to pass away, he gave him his darshan, his audience. Second, Sparshan. He gave him the touch of his lotus feet on his chest. Thirdly, Tare Ko Lekari Kaila Apana Anartan. And then, after he left his body, he took his body, Haridas Thakur's body, and started dancing. The third thing that Lord Chaitanya did to him. Apane Shri Haste Kripaya Tare Valudila. The fourth thing is, with his own hands, Lord Chaitanya Tare Valudila put sand on his body to create a tomb for Haridas Thakur. And fifthly, Apane Prasadamagi Mahotsava Kaila celebrated a whole festival after Haridas Thakur was given samadhi. He begged prasad personally, served prasad to the devotees, and there was a great festival of Haridas Thakur's passing away. Of course, Kaviraj Goswami gives a benediction that anyone who hears this story will, anyone who hears this narration will certainly fix his mind firmly in devotional service to Krishna. So to summarize, the six lessons that we learnt in the story today was, first was, no imitation. We should not imitate, but emulate. Secondly, we learnt how to solve the dilemma in Krishna consciousness. Thirdly, we learnt how to honor Mahaprasadam from Haridas Thakur. Fourthly, we learnt what is true well-being, spiritual well-being. Fifthly, we learnt how the Lord is kind to his devotees, Bhaktavatsal, Lord of flexibility, but the devotee doesn't take a license and remains firm in trying to follow his vows. And sixthly, we learned the three aspects of Haridas Thakur's humility, that I am the das, the servant, I don't deserve
and I am not the doer. I am no one assisting you, my dear Lord. You are the one who are making me an instrument. And the five things that Lord Chaitanya did in Haridas Thakur's passing away. Number one, he gave him his darshan. Secondly, he gave him his parshan, his touch. Thirdly, he did his nartan, dance with his body. Fourthly, he put sand on his samadhi with a Shri Hasta. And fifthly, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu celebrated a festival, Mahotsav, of Haridas Thakur's passing away. So on this most auspicious day, we beg at the lotus feet of Srila Haridas Thakur that we also get some taste for chanting the holy name like he had. And we beg at his lotus feet that we also be able to serve the way he served without any reservations. And that one day, by the grace of the Lord, our passing away also will never be like him. But we can also pass from this world while remembering the lotus feet of the Lord, the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, and the lotus feet of the spiritual master and the Vaishnavas. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Tirobhav Mahotsav ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande. Hari Hari. Hare Krishna.